Well, an interesting thing happened this week as I was preparing for the gospel reading. Usually I look over the reading on Monday and think about it Tuesday, Wednesday, and during the course of the week. And so I'm about to say the Mass last night, and right before Mass, I looked at the gospel again, just a double check. And all week I'd been preparing for the gospel of Zacchaeus climbing up the sycamore tree, and which is next Sunday. So I skipped a page. So I had to scramble last night and pull together a homily about today's gospel. So next week we will hear about Zacchaeus, who, as you know, was the little man who had to climb the tree in order to see Christ. And I remember Bob Hope once telling the story that he had just done. He said he had given a show, a comedy routine, for 500 jockeys. He said they gave me a standing ovation. I didn't even know it. So Zacchaeus, you hear about next week, is a patron saint of short people. So he's a great patron saint. But when we look at today's gospel, which is a wonderful gospel on prayer, it does remind me of the other story of the two kids who came into Mass, and the little girl said to her brother, "Why is it so quiet in church?" And the brother said, "Because everybody is sleeping." And actually, it's because we're praying. And so today, let's talk about prayer. And the Lord gives us a parable. Now, the Lord, who is the greatest storyteller of all time, his parables always have an interesting twist, or like a little element of challenge and to get our attention. For example, in the parable of the Good Samaritan, it's not the priest or the Levite that helps the dying person. It's a Samaritan, somebody despised and hated. And in today's gospel, the hero is not the Pharisee, the religious man who prays. It is the tax collector. The greatest sinner in those days was considered a tax collector because they were working with the Romans. They were betraying their fellow members of the Jewish faith. And yet Jesus holds up the tax collector as the great model and role model for prayer. So we look at this passage from Luke chapter 18. It says, Jesus addresses this parable, and Luke tells us who it's addressed to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. So the Lord tells this parable first about the Pharisee. He said, two men went to the temple to pray. The first was a Pharisee. Now you would expect that he would be the one who would pray well, because he was a religious man. And yet, look what his prayer contains. So it says he prays, and he starts out pretty well. He says, "Oh God, I thank you. So far, so good." But then it says, "I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity." In other words, God, thank you for making me better than everybody else. It's not a good prayer. Because then he begins to describe the rest of humanity. They're all greedy, they're all dishonest, they're all adulterous. Lord, thank you for not making me like the rest of humanity. And notice his prayer is filled with pride and with arrogance and looking down on others and demeaning others. And he says, thank God that you did not even make me like this tax collector over here. So he actually looks around at church or at temple, and he begins to compare himself with somebody else in the temple at that time. And then his prayer goes on to tell God how good he is, all the things he does. He says, I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on all my income, on my whole income. Obviously, fasting is good. Fasting is important. And paying tithes is good. We should all be tithing to God. But what he's doing is he's telling God how good he is. He's boasting about what he's doing. So notice his prayer has nothing to do with really worshiping God, adoring God, praising God, asking for forgiveness, asking for the forgiveness of his sins. He's really talking all about himself. Well, then we see the other person praying, and this is the tax collector. And this tax collector won't even raise his eyes to heaven. He just constantly beats his breast, which was a sign of repentance and sorrow and contrition. And he prays this prayer. What a beautiful prayer. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. In fact, the original Greek says, be merciful to me, the sinner, like the worst sinner is basically what he is saying. And Jesus says, that man went home from the temple justified. That's an important word. What is justification? It means becoming right with God. It means being converted, being saved, being pleasing to God, being made holy and righteous in God's sight, being converted. That's what being justified is receiving the grace of salvation. So he says, that man went home from the temple converted with a change of heart. He was justified, whereas the Pharisee was not. But what was so beautiful about this short prayer? Well, it's a humble prayer. It's a prayer asking for forgiveness. It's a prayer of contrition, of sorrow for sins. He admits he's a sinner. He admits he needs God's help. See, that is a beautiful prayer. In fact, that's a good prayer to memorize for your deathbed, right? When you come down to your last prayer that you're going to say before you die, that's a good one to memorize. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And so Father Groeschel said, Father Benedict Groeschel said that when he comes before God on his deathbed, he's just going to say one word, mercy. Have mercy on me, O Lord. See, that's a beautiful prayer. Again, Bishop Sheen says that unless we admit that we're sinners, we can never call Jesus our Savior. We have to admit that. So the first step of Christianity, the ABCs, admit that we're sinners. B is believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. And C, commit your life to following Christ. And so this man says, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. It's very similar to the Jesus prayer. And if you read the book, The Way of the Pilgrim, about a man who travels and journeys throughout Russia about 100 years ago, his prayer was this prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, be merciful to me, a sinner. And this prayer gradually transformed him, and he became very close to God. This beautiful prayer, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So we should ask ourselves this question, how do we pray? Do we pray every day? Do we give God at least 10, 15 minutes a day? We should open up our Bibles, read the Bible for 5 minutes, and then close it, and then talk to God, talk to Jesus about what we read, heart to heart, because He is our best friend. So we want to pray with regularity, pray with humility, pray with trust and confidence in God, our loving Father. I think that's what we can take from today's gospel, is how to pray well. Not to pray with pride or arrogance, but to pray with humility and asking for forgiveness. I just wanted to spend a moment just mentioning that also it is Ministry Sunday, and once a year we pass out the ministry sheets of all the 65 organizations and activities here at Holy Trinity. So I'd just like to have you take 2 minutes now, if you could, to fill it out. And this is our one opportunity every year to sign up to join one of these ways to serve God or to serve others, to serve the poor. Hopefully you got one on the way into Mass. If you didn't, raise your hand and the ushers can come around and give you a pencil and the sheet. And then if on the way out today, if you can please hand it to one of the ushers, and somebody from one of these organizations will contact you by email or telephone to let you know how to begin. Every one of these groups needs additional volunteers and additional helpers, whether it be in the first category of the liturgical ministries, serving God within the church. For example, maybe you have a gift of music or singing. We're always looking for additional helpers that way, lecturing, ushering, bringing Holy Communion to the sick, the altar boys, the different organizations that we have, and or it could be maybe community outreach of helping out with the Samaritans, helping out with the poor, social concerns, or helping out in these other ways. Or maybe it's with the youth, with teaching or working with the youth group. Then there's other special activities that we do, like the fall festival coming up, the golf tournament, the capital campaign, car raffle. And then look at all the spiritual things that we have at the church, the different Bible studies and book clubs and different ways to serve God through the video and book library, the mom's group, the men's group, these different ways. A brand new one is the St. Joseph Guild. Those are for carpenters, people that like to help build things. Or the landscaping. I call them the gardening angels, right? The gardening angels. That's a landscaping committee. So we need help with that as well as we beautify the outside of the church. And then the other groups, like the groups for the girls, the American Heritage Girls, the K4J, Legion of Mary, Knights of Columbus, the Scouts, these different things are all ways to serve God. So just take another minute, and if you could, please put your name and email address, and then pick something for the mom, for dad, for one of the kids. So this is a great opportunity today on Ministry Sunday. And on the way out today, when you stop in for coffee and donuts, take a look at all the organizations that came to set up their tables. And they have literature about their organizations. You can sign up. So again, please stop in St. Patrick's Hall after Mass today to meet the people in these different groups and to sign up for at least one or two of these ways to serve the Lord. God bless you.